Welcome back. We're still awaiting Dave Currier's colleagues from the effort to resurrect the suburb of Harvey, to make Harvey great again. Your plan, Dave Currier, seems to have kind of three components: to just increase voter awareness, then register voters, and then I suppose you guys are going to, you know, figure out which candidates to back in
right
this
now,
thing, the people who share your vision.
Since Chappelle is closest to it, she's vetting the candidates right now, and she has a person in mind for mayor. She hasn't totally decided yet because she's very thorough in her considerations. And we will then, in addition to creating interest, hopefully encourage people to vote for the folks that we think might do the best job. So, yeah, our plan, our key thing is, in the last elections, I think only 1,400 people voted, and Harvey is a population of about 27,000, and there's a lot of young voters out there, too.
Well, it's the millennia. When you look at the nationwide statistics, and now with everybody complaining about a certain guy in the White House,
yeah.
3% of millennials voted. I mean, you're not going to change anything
no.
with that. I'm not saying that there is a general consensus on the part of millennials, but in Harvey, I would think, to your point, that the young people of Harvey who are living there may actually want to stay living there.
It's true. The folks have a passion and don't want to leave the town, much like my mother. My mother never left the town.
Yeah.
And what I like is the parents, a light bulb went off, and they said, my kids are old enough to vote. I'll get them registered. So that's why Chappelle started her Facebook page, in hopes of keeping people both informed and giving them a place to go to voice their needs and concerns. And that's called Harvey, Illinois, hashtag been there, done that. Everything you want to know about what we're doing is there. We also, not to do a commercial, but we started
a GoFundMe. This should be a commercial for Harvey.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Okay, thank you. We started a GoFundMe page in hopes of some of the, maybe the past successful folks might step up and help us. It's been a bit disappointing. However,
it may just be they don't know about it.
True.
I mean, that's one of the things. You don't have three.
Well, and this is going to help the exposure.
$300,000 to have ads on the air
right.
or anything to do this to help Harvey and to get that exposure. And I know you've sort of spread the word to Dreesen, and you've got Lupe Fiasco, who's a huge sort of musical star, seemed like a nice kid, and maybe he will do for Harvey what Chance the Rapper
yes.
started to
do. I didn't know that name.
For the city of Chicago.
There's another young man from Thornton Township High School named LaRoyce Hawkins, who is one of the stars.
Oh,
of
Chicago PD.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And I reached out to, and I know these folks are busy. They're probably inundated with requests.
Well, but the other thing, you reached out also, Dave Currier, to Jeff Bezos.
I did.
How did you get his email, for instance?
Jeff Bezos, to his credit, makes his email public, as does the Microsoft fellow. I think it's Tim Allen. I also wrote him asking if perhaps he would donate tablets to help us register voters.
Well, look who we just had.
Oh,
before we get to the other letter. Chappelle Hooks, we've been talking about you for the last 15 minutes. Now, I'm going to have you come on the radio with an introduction from Mr. Currier. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Pleasure to meet you. Sorry, the parking.
Do you know, Rick,
difficult.
This is the first time I've met her in person. I feel like
you're kidding.
I know her forever.
But you've hooked him into this, what I think is just a great effort. Chappelle, Dave was saying, you can move that a little
okay.
further.
I'm loud. I'm loud.
Yes, he is.
Well, Dave was saying that you, I think your mother or father drew you back after you growing up in Harvey. They drew you back and said, look, come back here, move in here, move your, is that what happened?
Well, what happened was my father passed 3 years ago, and he said, I want you to come back. This house.
Where'd you been?
To.
Where'd you go?
Well, I had moved to Chicago Heights, which
okay.
is another.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Sure.
Yes. And when he passed, he wanted me to come back, so I did.
Were you reluctant or eager to come back?
actually, it was kind of reluctant.
Yeah, I'll bet. Sure, sure.
Because of the things that you hear.
Well, see, this is one of the things that Dave and I were talking about. Harvey, and it's true of certain neighborhoods in Chicago. You get the reputation, you can't shake the reputation. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, if anybody's going to tell me that, you know, that Englewood does not have good people in it, that Lawndale doesn't have good people in it, these people just want to get along and make a better life. And the same is true of Harvey, the same is true of Dalton, the same is true of Chicago Heights. So it occurred to you to rope in guys like Dave to start this Make Harvey Great Again.
Well, actually, my father never complained. He pretty much had it under control in his area. But once he passed, I started to notice a lot of things that the people were saying and putting as far as the reputation.
Yeah.
So I decided to start going to the city hall meetings, and that's when I started to see that a lot of things...
Something is wrong.
Yes.
Something is wrong,
something needs to be fixed. Yes, and I just felt as if, you know, it was pretty much like a calling. You know, if I had to come back, I needed to do something because of the years that my dad had spent there.
Yeah, and your dad's energy had been expended.
Yes.
How old are your children?
My oldest son is 28.
Okay, is he with you there?
No, actually, he just moved out.
Okay, how, you have anybody, other kids there?
Yes, I have...
you don't have to name their names.
A 26-year-old. Mm-hmm. I have 24, 23. I have a 16-year-old.
You know what those are called? Those are called millennials. Those are the kind of people who should be voting in the next election.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your big... Are they working toward this thing, too?
Yes.
Or are they like, Mom, no?
No, they are enthusiastic about me running. Or because I am going to run for 5th ward.
Are you really?
How many wards are there in Harvey?
We have 6.
6 wards. You're going to run for 5th ward alderman in Harvey.
Yes.
Well, I don't live in Harvey, but I would vote for you just on this 3 minutes that we have met so far. And your platform, so to speak, is to bring business back to Harvey.
Yes.
To help the housing stock in Harvey is a little shot. It's been beaten up over the years.
Yes.
But there's still some nice housing stock there and some nice land.
Yes,
too.
It is. Yes. And I brought with me Craig Abram. He's
I thought he was your bodyguard.
You know,
we can all sneak on these microphones. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Craig.
Now,
nice
who is Craig? Introduce him.
Craig is a longtime friend of mine. He's a Harvey resident, a longtime resident, and also his family has been in politics forever in Harvey.
Does that mean that you want to get in politics? Sure, you can share this mic with me.
I'm running for the second time.
You ran before?
Yes.
For what?
Second ward alderman.
And did you win? You lost.
No, I didn't win. I lost.
Why?
Well, part of the reason is...
Well, because you're running against incumbents people who are entrenched.
Right.
Yes.
And then, two, the problem is, in my ward, we have a very low voter turnout. So the winner actually won with only 389 votes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
And that's part of the problem.
Yep.
Well, we have 15,000 registered voters. And the most people voted was during the presidential election when Barack Obama won.
Right.
We had 10,000 voters.
Wow.
That voted. And we only had 3,000 vote for the local election. And you know, it's
voter apathy is a horrible, horrible thing.
Yep.
And it keeps the entrenched, when something is bad, it keeps it bad.
Mm-hmm.
People give up.
They do.
You two seem very charismatic and committed to me. What's the effort going to take? I mean, the other bad thing about politics, it takes money to run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's corrupted sometimes by the money it takes to run. But as local Harvey, I just think you guys have... I'd vote for... Who's running? Are you backing anyone for mayor in this?
Well, right now, we're really trying to get their platforms out.
And so see who they are,
right,
and see
to,
what they've
to
got.
To really see the agendas, because the agendas before...
Didn't work. I mean, we don't have to get into the real, you know, as the four of us could easily do off air, but it just it didn't work.
Right.
Harvey is not being resurrected. Harvey is not being helped. Harvey is like it's like a person in a cancer ward. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you guys are going to come up with a new medicine.
Yes.
We got to take a break. We're now here with Dave Currier, Chappelle Hooks, and Craig Abron, is it?
Abron.
They're going to change Harvey. They are going to, part of their platform is to make Harvey great again. We'll be back in a couple minutes and continue this conversation. Welcome back. We are changing the face of Harvey, Illinois, here with Craig Abron, Chappelle Hooks, Dave Currier, and me. You are running for alderman, Chappelle.
Yes.
You are running for alderman. That would be two out of the six wards.
That's right.
And I suppose you are going to very closely observe the good people and maybe jokers who want to run for mayor of that city, aren't you? You're going to parse them pretty hard, aren't
Correct.
You?
Correct.
Yeah, there's some of the current administration's folks that are going to run for mayor, and we're hopeful that, you know, we don't want to continue this mismanagement of Harvey's future, and that's why we're trying to get the right candidates and get the right number of voters out there to help.
Well, you have, you know, you two especially, Dave, until you move back, and I'm sure Chappelle will make you move back very soon once you can find the suitable building and stuff.
Move back and run for mayor.
There you go.
You knew he was after something. I want to ask the two of you specifically. You're running for political office. Politics is a nasty game. You both seem sincere to me, and you both seem to believe that Harvey can be saved. How can you save it? Chappelle, you first.
Well, my first ideas will have to go towards the living conditions and because I actually was thinking about them opening since the University of Chicago merged with Ingalls.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, because they do have interns, I was thinking of them opening up apartments or like a lodging area for the interns so that they don't have to travel back and forth.
Boy, that's a good idea.
And Ingalls is one of the proud Harvey traditions that's still, you know, very well respected.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The high school's still very strong. But like Chappelle's alluding to, all the things that make a community great have spiraled down, the parks, the grade schools.
Yeah. Well, because the tax base is...
That's it. It all comes to that.
Craig, give me, I mean, this is your second go-round here, and it's always a great thing if you didn't get the bad taste of politics out of your mouth yet, and you want to do it. I mean, obviously you want to do it to help people.
Yes. Yes, well, the first thing I want to do, and I noticed the YMCA, we have the only YMCA in the whole South Suburbs, and it's closed to the public. We can't even use it. So, and that, in the summertime, people wonder why the children are so
loose
and unstructured.
Yes.
Because they have nothing to do. There's no after-school programs. You know, we can't use the pools, the weight rooms, or anything like that. I started actually a campaign on Facebook to try to get the YMCA open. I've called the YMCA in Chicago, brought the head office,
headquarters,
and no one has called me back. They haven't returned any of my phone calls. So what I'm trying to do now is get a form letter together and send it to all the mayors in the South Suburban area, South Suburban Cook County, and try to get everybody behind it so we can push to get the YMCA open. You know.
See, I am such a believer in these grassroots efforts. I mean, that don't always work out, but I mean, at least the three of you, and there have to be others. I mean, your kids are involved. I mean, you have some kind of family involved in this whole thing. What do you do about the housing down there? Do you knock them down and sell land? I mean, there is a you know, always has been a housing problem in that area. Make parks.
There's still good houses.
Oh, no question.
You know, that they could, you know, rehab or, you know, what have you, and some of them are huge. Like, we have some houses that are very large that you could probably make into an apartment or whatever.
You'll refashion them for even other uses. Yeah. Instead, because there's something horrible about an empty structure in any neighborhood. It says, it doesn't say anything good.
Part of the frustration for folks that have been, there's folks before us that have been trying to do good, is City Hall, there's no one to talk to. They turn a deaf ear.
Yeah, I get that sense.
They don't, their priorities are not to make Harvey better, it's to make themselves better.
Yes.
So if we could get that going.
When is the election?
Well, the primaries are in February. And then the election's in November.
April 2019.
So we've got some time to get. We're calling it Chappelle's Army. We're just a small group now.
But the registration effort would be a big one. And I just. Well, you'll be back on the show. I want to chart this. I really do want to chart these efforts. Where can people go to find someone listening who lives in Glencoe, and I do mean this, or Evanston, or in the north side, where can they go to find out more about this now? And there's a GoFundMe page. I don't even know how to...
GoFundMe, Rick.
Do you do that?
You can just Google GoFundMe and punch in Make Harvey Great Again, and our page will pop up. And And there's been some kind people that have donated already. Like you and I were talking off air, it would be great if some of our more successful past residents might.
They just need to know about it. I mean,
you're right.
Yeah. This is maybe one of the initial efforts to spread the word.
And then
you figure out how to spread it in a 2-minute TV kind of thing, you know? And
because your audience is, your demographics are not Harvey, let's face it. But the people that have left Harvey and gone on to.
Sure.
Things that you like, books and music.
To know. I mean, Tom Dreesen, who's famous, his heart is still there in a lot of ways. He has a streak there, for God's sake.
He was at the alumni picnic last year.
Was he?
Thornton High School.
Have you met him?
I just shook his hand. I met him.
I think
he's a good guy. He does a lot of charity work, does a lot of work with, you know, Rick, with the veterans.
Yeah, no, I think he would be a good guy. And, Lupe Fiasco might be a good guy to hit up, but there are all these other people out there, like you, Dave Currier, who grew up there, have fond memories.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We also have, and I do keep in touch with some of the guys that I went to high school with. One of them is Hula Mahone, and Hula Mahone, Maurice Joshua, and Craig Simpkins. They all are. Maurice is a Grammy Award winning producer, and Hula
from where? Thornton.
From Thornton High School. They went to Thornton, and they grew up in Harvey. And Hula also produced "Summertime" for Will Smith, Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince.
There's privileged people out there from Harvey,
absolutely. And I want to try to get them on board too, and you know, maybe get them to reach out with some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to just have a kind of voter registration event.
Yes,
that's what
the
page was designed to do.
Right.
Our hope was, I'm sorry, Rick, to interrupt, if we could raise a decent amount of money, we could do a big event for people that register and vote, reward them in some way. Not with cash, but we were thinking about maybe a very significant raffle with, I don't know what, maybe
now,
we could get some money.
Are you two sort of trying to recruit other aldermen to join aldermen of the first, under your second, right?
Yeah. Right.
Your fifth of the six. You need 1, 3.
Well, the problem is, now it's not a problem. Actually, it's kind of a good thing. There's term limits.
Yes.
So the alderman in the second ward and the fifth ward can't run anymore.
And they're disciples of the mayor, so that's a good thing.
So it's going to be, and I know a few of the other candidates that are running.
Yeah.
And they're new.
Sure.
One of the candidates is that's currently. One of the aldermen, he's running. Two of them are going to run for mayor. So those two seats are. So it's four out of the six seats that are up.
But it's interesting. I think the two of you seem like the perfect foundation for a coalition here. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, the next time you come on, which will be, you know, within a couple months, to talk about the progress you've made and who you're thinking about for mayor. if it's not Dave Currier. but so they can go to the GoFundMe page.
Yes. And then
is there a Facebook page?
Yeah,
a Facebook
yes. presence? Chappelle, tell them about your page.
Yes, I created a page called Harvey, Illinois, Been There, Done That.
Okay.
It's for the people that have lived in Harvey and who are living there currently, to allow them to give their input
sure.
on what they think, you know, should take place.
This is great because what you want to start to foster here is a dialogue. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have all the answers. I don't have any of the answers, but that's the best. It seems that people who might have been in power thought they had all the answers and they were sort of self, as everybody does.
Right.
But you want a dialogue to start.
There's people correct. Out there with great ideas. We just have to energize them and get them engaged.
Yeah, yes. and get a voter registration.
Because it's a lot of, you know, a lot of people that use social media, you know, to actually see what's going on in different places
yeah.
besides the news and things
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please, because that doesn't
and
do
with,
it.
And with... You know, with us living there, like I had, you know, explained to David that I see these things. You know, I see what goes on here. A lot of what you hear in the news
I could not
is
agree
not,
with you
it's
more.
Not correct.
Yes.
No, it's feet on the ground.
Yes. Right.
It's feet on the
and
ground.
And she is tenacious about, people generalize, oh, the gangs. And Chappelle and will go right at him and say there's hardly any gang
no
presence
gang,
here.
No gang presence.
Is there crime? Yes. Major
crime everywhere.
Have mm-hmm. been flat to steady, homicides and murders. Now, what's up is burglary and robberies because
yes.
people have no money, they want to
yeah.
eat.
No, I get it.
Right.
But overall, Harvey is not, the reputation is not deserved.
I agree.
No.
I agree.
No, it's not.
And when you look at the past of Harvey, you can actually kind of dream
mm-hmm.
the future, can't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, we saw yes. what it was once like.
You guys are something. Craig Abrons running for a second ward alderman in Harvey. Chappelle Hooks is running for fifth ward alderman in Harvey. They have hooked in Dave Currier, who will be of help somehow until he takes
I'm
over.
I'm just an old guy with
be,
an iPhone.
Wants to be mayor. You're invited on in a couple months. I want to keep this
Thank
a
you.
Sort of revolving story because I think it could also inspire other suburbs
yes.
and even other neighborhoods in Chicago, some of which are bigger than many suburbs.
Yeah.
I wish you both luck, but you'll be back on and we'll see how
yes.
the luck's going.
Yes, we'll be back.
It
we'll
is
be
a
back.
Pleasure to meet you guys. And I
you too.
Fingers crossed for Harvey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
No, it really my pleasure. But now it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot
yes.
of hard work to do.
We'll be keeping tabs on Harvey.
Yes.